A forgotten virtue. Loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity are integrated virtues of a sublime mind. Within courage, each and every follower of him to cultivate a sublime mind. He calls it Brahma Vihara, divine abodes, to mean whoever cultivates these four wonderful great virtues, they enjoy divine bliss and happiness in this life, here and now, on the earth. Very often, we talk about loving kindness and compassion, but not much about appreciative joy or equanimity. Today, in this short talk, I would like you to have your attention on one of a neglected virtue, a forgotten virtue, which is mudita. The Pali word mudita is translated into English as appreciative joy, sympathetic joy, altruistic joy, or unselfish joy. A kind of ability to have joy in our mind when we see the success and happiness in other people. It's a very refined and sublime type of happiness, and we need some degree of spiritual training or mental training to enjoy that highest type of happiness, which is mudita. In comparison with other two virtues, friendliness and compassion, it seems it is easy to have friendliness and compassion rather than appreciative joy. If you were to see another human being who is in agony, having so much pain and suffering, it is more likely that you might help that human being. You may have empathy with that human being. Compassion may arise in your mind to help that human being. So it seems like when we see someone is in danger and someone is suffering, that in our mind, compassion arises, and it is natural. But if you were to see another human being who is enjoying, having so much fun, having bliss and happiness and wealth and glory and every success in his life, having seen such a human being, most probably many of the human beings will not have appreciative joy. But what can be expected from many actually is jealousy or covetousness, envy, But why do we have this nature? When we see someone who is suffering, if we can have compassion, why can't we have joy in our mind when we see someone who is joyful and successful? Why jealousy arises in our mind instead of joy? This is something very important for all of us to understand if we were to develop this great virtue. To understand why do we feel jealousy of the success people, we need to understand the fundamental nature of the human mind. As the Buddha pointed out, in one hand, we are running away from suffering. We try to avoid miseries and sufferings in life. So constantly we are running away from suffering. On the other hand, we are running after pleasure. We want to grab sensual pleasure as much as possible. So we have this fundamental nature. In one hand, we are running away from suffering. On the other hand, we are running after pleasure. This situation creates two different states of our mind. When we are running away from suffering, it seems we recognize suffering with other human beings and we tend to be more empathy. But when we are running after pleasure, we tend to be competitive, and because we want to grab the pleasure for ourselves, and that creates craving, selfishness, which leads to again competition. If you were to look at these two situations from evolutionary psychological point of view, in fact, these both situations are very natural. Not only natural, in fact, they are needed. As a species, when we evolve as human beings, compassion was needed to sustain, to survive as a group. We had to understand each other's suffering and we had to help each other in suffering and agony. So we protected each other, and this helped us to succeed as a species. So compassion is natural. When you see another human being in agony and suffering, and if you have compassion to help that human being, that is very natural. On the other hand, we also want to be successful. When we want to achieve success, material success, or sensual pleasure, or any other success, then we have to be competitive. We have to compete with each other. When we compete with each other to achieve the sensual pleasure, and that creates the condition that I is more important than you. So here, competition leads to self-centered, blind craving, which Buddha recognized as the root cause of all the sufferings. So when the Buddha pointed out the root cause of jealousy, envy, covetousness, and many other defilements, he pointed out it is self-centered craving and ignorance. These are the two factors. So to feel jealousy is also natural from evolutionary psychological point of view. But does it mean that as a species, we do not have the natural tendency to be happy having seen the success of other human beings? Definitely, we have that ability. We have the natural tendency to be happy and joyful when we see those near and dear ones are flourishing, doing well. A mother and father will be extremely happy and joyful when they see their son or daughter is growing well physically, when he or she achieve academic excellence and economic prosperity. When the children are doing well, a mother and father are overjoyed. This is called mudita. Experiencing joy in the success of another person. So in this society, we celebrate birthdays. When you celebrate birthdays, your loved ones, relatives, inner circle of friends, they all come together, celebrate together. So those people who come, they wish you happy birthday. This is called mudita. This is called having joy over the success of another one. In wedding ceremonies, in wedding anniversaries, in happy occasions, we have the tendency to be happy and joyful over the success and happiness of another person. However, this is our inner circle of friends and relatives and colleagues. You may be very happy to see your son or daughter has got excellent results in his or her academic career. But you will not enjoy the same joy if you were to see another person achieve the same success. But why it is so? So when we have appreciative joy, this is again a kind of selfish joy. I'm happy because it is my daughter, it is my son, or it is my wife, or my husband, it's my mother or father, or it's my close friend. So I have the ability to be joyful when I see the success of those people who are related to me. However, the Buddha says this can be elevated to a spiritual level. You can train your mind to extend this appreciative joy beyond the inner circle of yours towards all the human beings and non-human beings, and you can enjoy the joy of the success of others. And when you develop to that extent, this becomes sublime, this becomes spiritually inclined, this becomes a noble quality. And Buddha like to call it appamanya, measureless. So you have the natural tendency to be happy over the success of your inner circle. But when you go beyond this boundary, it becomes boundless and cultivate into measureless joy. However, as I said, we need to have training. We now know why we easily feel empathy having seen someone who is suffering. We also now understand why we feel jealousy when we see the success of another. We also see how we feel appreciative joy when we see the success of someone you like or related to you. And then here onward, we need to understand how we can develop this appreciative joy beyond the inner boundaries. This needs mental training. That is what Buddha called bhavana. The term bhavana, though it is translated into English as meditation, what it means in Pali, cultivating, developing, training. So mind can be cultivated. It can be trained. Appreciative joy is something to be cultivated. It can be grown. It can be multiplied. In order to do that, first of all, we need to understand the formidable barrier that prevents us developing that virtue. Formidable barrier of appreciative joy is jealousy and envy. Now, moving forward, at any time, when you see the success of another human being, at that moment, when the jealousy arises in your mind, look at the jealousy very carefully and understand, why am I feeling jealousy? Understand the underlying root causes of jealousy, which is craving and ignorance. When you understand the jealousy in this way, then develop your awareness a little bit further and deeper and ask the simple question from you, yourself. If I can feel empathy having seen a suffering human being, why can't I feel joy having seen a happy human being? You might notice, in fact, this is because in the process of evolution, we have developed that tendencies. Then ask the question, do I have to carry on? Do I need to develop this jealousy anymore? Without jealousy, I still can be competitive and achieve material goals. Without jealousy, I can still achieve whatever I want. So you might come to terms, in fact, we do not need jealousy anymore. We can discard it. Then when you reflect further and deeper, then see your own feelings. Do you feel happy, joyful, and relaxed when you feel jealousy? If you watch very carefully, you might notice, in fact, you feel uneasy. You feel miserable. You feel very upset. Do you like it? Ask the question, do you want to continue or do you want to change? At this stage, you might notice jealousy and envy is a conditioned state of the mind and you have created it and you can undo it. So this is the turning point. When you come to this stage of realization by reflecting, then you may be able to switch to appreciative joy. However, that will not happen overnight. You need to train. Developing appreciative joy must be something which done everyday life. Everywhere, each and every time when you see the joy and success of others, instead of feeling jealousy try to radiate in that moment a good thought and feel happy, joyful. Those people who cultivate this remarkable virtue, having seen happy couples, and they might wish in their mind, may this couple continue to be joyful and happy. May they have a good relationship. May they enjoy their company. In this way, the person will enjoy the joy of another human being. Having seen children who are laughing and playing around, and if you can be happy about it, you are developing this appreciative joy. When you see someone who is driving a luxurious car, at that moment, instead of feeling jealousy, and if you can be joyful, thinking, yes, this person has worked hard, or this person might have done a lot of merits in the past to have this luxurious life, definitely it is his own actions. So his own actions he is enjoying. Let me be happy about it. What is the point of being jealousy about it? In this way, if you can appreciate the success of the other human beings, whether tangible or otherwise, whether material or otherwise, and you are developing a kind of ability to be happy. Those people who develop mudita, in fact, they are developing a kind of remarkable ability to harvest a kind of happiness which is abundant everywhere. And it can be done only through mental training. Mudita also can be developed as a form of meditation in a sitting session. In such occasion, it is similar to develop metta. You can either start from yourself. If you were to start from yourself, then you think of happy occasions that you are having, or happy occasions that you had, or happy conditions that you are enjoying now, all the positive, constructive, wholesome aspect of your life. When you think how fortunate you are in the present situation, and at that moment you might feel happy and joyful. Or you also can think of another friend or colleague who is happy situation and who is enjoying glory, success, beauty, and excellent things. And having think of such a person and having understood the joy of that person, you can slowly extend to the other human beings and towards other non-human beings, to entire world system. It is similar in practice to metta meditation. So if you were to cultivate this remarkable virtue of mudita, in one hand, you are reducing your selfishness, attachment, greed, and you are also developing a kind of ability to be happy and joyful. I think this much is enough as a talk. Yeah.